Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for July 17, 2026. Tesla is expanding aggressively on multiple fronts this week. The company officially launched operations in two new markets, Latvia in Europe and Uruguay in South America, making it Tesla's third South American market after Chile and Colombia. Uruguay is considered especially EV-ready, thanks to strong tax incentives and a grid that runs on nearly 95 to 100% renewable energy. Meanwhile, in the United States, the much-anticipated Model Y long version has officially launched and is now in production at Giga Texas. On the earnings front, Tesla is set to report its second quarter 2026 results after market close next Wednesday, July 22. The company pre-released its delivery figures earlier this month, over 480,000 vehicles delivered, more than 450,000 produced, and 13.5 gigawatt-hours of energy storage deployed during the quarter. Analysts are expecting revenue of about $25.3 billion, representing roughly 12% growth compared to the same period last year. In software news, Tesla's summer update, likely version 2026.26, is rolling out across the fleet, with full deployment expected by the end of the month. The update focuses on system stability, security patches, and bug fixes. On the autonomous driving front, FSD version 14 Lite continues its international rollout, reaching South Korea this week with improvements to navigation, merging behavior, pedestrian handling, and traffic light response. Meanwhile, version 14.2.2.6 began downloading to an initial group of drivers in the Netherlands on July 10. Tesla's Robotaxi service continues to scale. The unsupervised Robotaxi has now expanded to Miami, marking its first deployment in the state of Florida. And looking ahead, Elon Musk has indicated that low-volume production of the Optimus humanoid robot is expected to begin by late July or early August, with a formal unveiling around the same time. There is also growing speculation about the Cybercab, with hints that Tesla may allow consumers to purchase Cybercabs before the end of the year at a price point around or under $30,000. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay informed, stay ahead, and we'll see you tomorrow.